kännyköitä täällä, niin pistetään tänne. Kiitos. Taitsin auton liikkoon. Joo, eli mä tiedän, että ette tullut tänne mua katsomaan, mutta mä haluaisin kiittää myös paria henkilöä. Eli täällä on Janne Pikkarainen toivottavasti jossain tuolla takana, heiluttelee kättään. On ollut suurena apuna mulle ja meille kaikille. Koko Suomen ammattikäyttäjien hallitus, kaikki, jotka on paikalla, niin heiluttakaa käsiä. Ja kaikki ne ihmiset, joiden lista tulee myöhemmin Sakulehtien sun muualle, niin onhan tää aika hieno juttu. En olisi uskonut, että näin paljon porukkaa on paikalla. Mutta pikemmittä puheita, niin annetaan puheenvuoro sille hänelle, jolle se kuuluu.
Thank you very much for coming here and for your invitation. Dear Amigians, last time when I was in Finland, it was in 1989. I can remember my first meeting with a distributor here, a distributor which sold Amigas for the old Commodore. But unfortunately, as everybody knows here, Commodore went into bankruptcy, and the Finnish distributor, I would not say followed, but he stopped the business as well. In 1995, Eskom AG bought Amiga, and I personally handled the deal with a trustee in New York. This was in May 1995 when Eskom took over the whole intellectual property. And then Amiga Technology GmbH in Bensheim was established. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have a big history, as you know. 2 years later, in May 1997, Gateway 2000 bought Amiga Technology due to the bankruptcy of Eskom. The deal was officially announced at the World of Amiga, as you may remember, in London. Unfortunately, under the management of Eskom, we could not develop any relationship for business with Finland. I'm sure, and I hope, this will change. Because I'm really very impressed to see such an enormous Amiga community, so strong, so creative. It's unbelievable for me, and I'm really very excited. But still, we're missing here in Finland distributors and dealers, and what I can do, I will do to set up the business again. In my point of view, the basis for dealers here in Finland is very good because of the huge market, huge country, not so many people, but big neighbors like Russian, for example. And Finnish people and Russian always have a good relationship, and I think we have distributors here, they can supply the Russian countries as well, even with our Amiga A1200. I could imagine to sell Amiga's A1200 here as well to our user clubs. So if you have some special request, please contact Janne Sierl. The question, ladies and gentlemen, why is there no activity from our side is right. But it is a fact that our existing product range is not up to date anymore. For successful activities worldwide, we need new products. Without new products, we're going out of business. These are facts. To avoid that Amiga pools elapse, we have founded a research and developing company in the United States, sponsored by Gateway 2000, our mother company. This R&D department is directed by Mr. Jeff Schindler, who worked 3.5 years for Gateway already, who developed the destination, and who likes the Amiga very much. His first priority is to develop our OS from 3.1 upgrade to 3.5. I'm very positive about it, and I think I give him, of course, a lot of pressure because I'm very impatient that we will have the launch of the new, of the upgraded OS 3.5 in November in Cologne on the Computer 98, our biggest Amiga event. Parallel to this project, we are planning, of course, new products based on Amiga technology, which will take some time. And really, I know you're very patient, but I think patience will be awarded. All good things take their time, and we really want to do a good thing with our Amiga in the future. If we can present innovations to the public, we will spend also money for marketing campaigns, which we need desperately, to draw attention to those people who don't know Amiga, who draw these people into our community, to make them confident how great the Amiga community is. To be honest, I understand that dealers or distributors who stop the Amiga business because alone from the Amiga business, as it is at the moment, it is hard to make the living. Please keep in mind that there were no new developments since 1992, two bankruptcies. And we all know that the hardware of the PC is great, but the software sucks. My vision is that all PCs around the world have our operating system. I'm convinced that with new attractive Amiga products, we will easily find distributors and dealers who sell our products. A couple of weeks ago, I visited the Gateway Computer Show Amiga 98 in St. Louis in the USA. The people, the spirit, and especially all the dealers are very positive about the Amiga business. According to them, the Amiga business increases. There's a lot of software where we can survive. Our business in India, maybe you have seen this on our webpage, if not, take a look, is going quite well. And I'm working for new distribution channels in countries like Israel, Hungary, Holland, Czech Republic, North America, I have a special activity now, and Australia, where I got last week a lot of orders. My hope and my belief is, of course, the research and developing department. Amiga International is a sales and marketing company. But the sales and marketing company could not be the whole company. We need new products desperate. Our mother company, Gateway 2000, is, as I mentioned already, for us, for Amiga. I have had several discussions, and everybody is very, very positive to support us, and they're doing this wherever it is necessary. With Gateway 2000, we could gain a very strong partner, much more better than Escom. A partner which is stronger than ever. And here's some recent published company results so that you know who is standing behind us. The units, unfortunately not Amigas, but PCs, for the year ended December 31st, 97, increased 35%. to 2.6 million units. 2.6 million units they moved, compared with 1996, where they moved 1.9 million units. The sales in 1997 increased 25% to $6.3 billion, compared to $5 billion in 1996. The net income, what they generated after tax, are $110 million net profit. We need this for our R&D. More than 10,000 employees are working for Gateway 2000 worldwide. Amiga is not dead. I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it. I will give you a short summary about the upcoming events in 1998, so you see that not only in Finland are activities, but other countries are also very active. Next week, we have in Stockholm, in Sweden, the Amitech 98. Then followed in Belgium, Vaslandia. This will happen on the 26th of April. Then the Magic Days in Trier, which is located in Germany, on the 25th of April. Then in Brussels, on the 9th of May, there will be an Amiga show. Then, of course, the very famous World of Amiga in the Hammersmith, in the Nova Hotel in London, on the 16th and 17th of May, where Amiga International will be represented with their own booth. We're expecting there around about 5,000 people. Then, International Amiga 98 in Toronto, in Canada, which is on the 29th and 3rd of May. The California Computer Expo in USA in August, 20 and 23rd of August. The Midwest Amiga Expo on the 4th to the 6th of September. And last but not least, this year, the Cologne Fair, the Computer 98, the biggest Amiga event. Last year, we were represented with a big booth, with 29 people showing the products, and the licensees showed, demonstrating the products as well. Will happen between the 13th and the 15th of November.
Just an economical fucking problem.
So somebody is going. I wish you all the best. The next big Amiga event is in London, as I mentioned, and we know that we have to do a lot of for our developers. So during this World of Amiga in London, my colleagues of the US will be available, and they will present our new concept for Amiga developers. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that I can see some of you, some of the Finnish community in London or maybe in Cologne. Before I say goodbye, I brought something here with me today. I hope you will enjoy this. I think this is what our community missed until today. And today will be the world introduction of our new, excited? of our new Amiga hymn. Here we go.